the offer was predicated or based upon your need.
Correct.
Yeah, I've had a few hundred myself, so.
But like I said, I'm fairly good.
Hello?
Hi, is Robert in?
This is he.
Hey, Robert, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm not too bad. I was actually trying to get in touch with you. It looks like you had requested some information on our equipment financing programs. Did you have a few minutes to talk right now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, so I'm looking at the file here. Is the name of the business that you're with, is it Unifocus LP?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then we have your billing address as 2455 MacIver Lane?
That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And what exactly do you guys do over there?
We sell and provide software services, primarily labor management and time and attendance. Those are our areas of product.
Okay.
And we sell primarily to the hospitality industry.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Hotels, parking companies, anywhere where there's labor to be managed and capture time for.
Sure. Okay. All right. And how long have you been in business?
This company has been in business since 1998. The owners have been in this business since early 80s, I think.
Oh, okay. And then how about what does the ownership breakdown look like?
So Unifocus LP is our operating entity. It is owned by a general partner that is a corporation that has a tenth of a percent. And then the limited partner owner is an LLC.
Okay.
That is owned by the three main individual owners. So it's a flow through, but it flows down to three main owners.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. That's, you know, some basic information just for me to, you know, kind of a platform to jump off of. So we do have a lot of different programs. I know it looks like you were specifically looking along the lines of equipment. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can kind of point you in the right direction here.
Okay. What we're looking for, we've got an owner-occupied building here. The building is owned by another entity controlled by the same people. And I'm trying to think of the square footage. I think we're roughly 20,000 square feet of office space and a little warehouse space, general mixed in the back. And we have HVAC units on the roof, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's about 17 of these units. We're trying to replace about 11 of those for a total cost of about $100,000.
Oh, okay.
That's specifically what we're looking for here. And we have a lease line of credit with a bank, but we're just looking at other alternatives too.
I see. Okay. All right. And how much is that line of credit for?
I think it was $250,000 or $500,000. That's just the lease line. We have this is with Chase Bank, and we have our main lending facilities with them. All of our lending and banking relationship is with Chase, but
with Chase,
the
okay.
lease line was up to about $250,000 or $500,000. I forget. We've never been anywhere close to that on there. And that lease line, primarily what's been on that one is technology equipment.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
We're
yeah. So
some building stuff here, and we're looking to do some building stuff here with these units and. Looking to see other alternatives with this.
Yeah, okay. I can kind of see how it might be beneficial to maybe get those units with some traditional financing and not have to touch the line that you're using for the other technology, which is probably what we would be able to offer for you. Now, how soon were you looking to make the replacements?
Yesterday. It's
okay.
July in Texas.
Yeah, hey, that makes sense. Okay.
We have a contract with a vendor. I don't know what their timeline is of putting them in, but we want to move quickly on this if we can.
Okay. All right. So you do.
I mean, we could do this through our lending line of credit, but you know, it just doesn't make sense to do a long-term asset with short-term financing. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so with ours, it would seem that we would probably try to fit you in on something along the lines of a 5-year term. Typically, they go 2 to 5 years. So if we're trying to do long term, 5 would be the top end of it there. Now, a couple qualifying questions to see kind of where we fall in here. What does the business do for its yearly gross revenue?
I would say, I think we're right around $13 million annual.
Okay. All right. All right. And any idea on what the, I guess, the collection of the owners, what their personal credit looks like? Is it good,
I think
bad?
Their credit's fine. I think it's fine.
Okay. Okay. All right. And let me see here. Okay. Have you guys worked with the vendor that you have a contract with before on anything? Are they? Did you get the previous units from them or?
No, we actually went with a different vendor. We replaced 3 units a couple years back on top, and then did a little more shopping this time around and got a better deal with this a different vendor.
Oh, okay.
So no, we don't have a history with this vendor yet.
Sure. Okay. All right. All right. Well, it seems pretty straightforward. I mean, we have a lot of different options that we can work with, but probably the most traditional one is what makes the most sense here. Just finance these as, you know, old-fashioned business equipment, set you up on a 5-year term, monthly payments. Typically, you know, the rates are going to, you know, it depends on a number of different things, but primarily it's going to depend on time in business and the personal credit of the owners, the business credit, and the type of equipment. HVAC units are pretty common. So you guys are probably going to qualify for the, you know, some of the better programs, typically going to start mid-single digits.
Okay.
Now, the next step would be basically just to get you guys approved. And it's a pretty simple process to do it. What I need to do that is a 1-page equipment financing application. We take a look at 6 months of the business bank statements, and then I just need a quote or, you know, the contract that you have with the vendor for the equipment. From there, we can go ahead and get you, you know, a couple different options to choose from. You can choose the term, match you up with the rate that connects with it. But that usually takes about 24 to 48 hours to get those answers in place.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if we want to stretch it 5. I'd have to check with the owner, my boss, but maybe 4 or 5 is what I think we'd like to do if possible. But
okay.
Do you send me an application then, or?
Yeah. Now, the email address that I have here is randerson@unifocus.com.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll just put it together in an email. I'll send you the application, that short list of what I need. And then, you know, from there, I just need you to send it all back to me. I'll send it to underwriting, and we'll come back with the approval. And then from there, you can choose the term. So we'll qualify you for the longest term possible, and then you can choose anything up to that. Now, when it comes to financing equipment, we do need all of the information for all of the owners. We have to account for 100% ownership of the business. So on the application, there's going to be 2 spots for owners, but I understand that there is more than just 2. So if you could, you can put kind of like the 2, you know, largest share owners on the application, but then also include just a brief description of the rest of the owners. So like their name, social security number, and home address.
Okay.
And I can put that in the email too, just as a reminder.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Now, do you want that on the face of the form, or is that a supplemental schedule to the application? Or
now, if it's possible, you can write it in on the application, just kind of at the bottom. If not, because I know that we're dealing with a number of them here, you can do it just in an email form to me, and I can kind of put it together on my end. But we do need the information for all the owners to get the equipment approved.
Okay. So, I mean, do you, So do you go down to like the tenth of percent ownership by the GP, the Inc. GP, and there's a small minority owner in the LP. Do we go down to that level, or do we just stay at the main three that'll get you 99%?
Okay, now the main three to get me 99%, I would say it works 95% of the time. Sometimes, okay, depending on the process, they will ask for that entire breakdown. Other times, just a simple explanation of what that remaining ownership is would suffice.
Because it's really not participating. I mean, they're just, they're not participating. Like, there's the one, a small LP side, the guy was bought out, his ownership's dwindling. I mean, it's just not.
Yeah.
Yeah. We never even bring it up with our main bank lending people, so.
Okay. Honestly, I don't know without completely looking at the overall file, but I think just a brief explanation on that will suffice. Like, we're not going to ask them to, you know, play a role in the process at all. We just need the information on our end to account for the full ownership.
Okay.
And so, you know, we'll start with, I think, just maybe the description. If underwriting tells me we need more, we can always circle back and get it.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any other questions for me? I can go ahead and put the email together for you right now.
No, that's get that put together and send it to me, and I probably get it back to you, you know, before the end of the day here. So.
Okay, perfect. If that's the case, you know, if I get it back this afternoon, I'll submit it this afternoon. You know, some answers for you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, and on the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, feel free. You can give me a call or shoot me an email.
Okay, that'll work great.
Okay, perfect. I will go ahead. I'll send it out to you right now.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You know, okay.
Yeah.
So I have the offer that I replied to in front of me, and I just flipped over the second page, the business loan application. Is that what I'm receiving?
Let me take a look. What they send in the mail, they usually send just, I think it's two applications, and they're kind of our general applications, just because we have a lot of different programs. I want to make sure that you have the specific one that matches up with this. On the business loan application, does it say commercial credit application at all on there?
I don't see that language.
No. Okay. So I'm going to send you the one that will be the easiest for us to move forward with.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if I had any questions on this one, if that's applicable, or I'll just wait and get what you send me, and I'll fill that one out.
Well, sure. Do you have any preliminary questions on it right now?
No.
Okay. And if you do, you can go ahead and call me.
Well, the reason why there's only space for one owner officer.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
A second owner officer name, a second owner officer percentage down at the bottom, but.
Oh, okay. I know which one you're working with. That actually is going to be for a separate program. That's more for a unsecured capital loan. We're going to do is going to be a secured equipment loan.
And because you're securing, it's going to be a lower rate?
Exactly that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll look for your email and I'll get working on that.
Okay. Sounds good. And if you have any questions, go ahead and reach out.
What was your name again?
My name is Sam.
Sam, okay.
Yes.
It will come on your email, but I'll write that down here. All right, thanks very much, Sam.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.